is here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, everybody. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811. 877-381-3811. We're going to get into Obama and Cuba and Castro and what a disgusting spectacle all of them and that is. But first, I think it's important that we put things in some kind of perspective here. The difference between liberty that we want, right? And tyranny that they have. Well, what do we mean by liberty? What do we mean by liberty in this country? I'm going to continue to fight for liberty behind this microphone, whether the Republican Party or populists or nationalists or neoconservatives or paleoconservatives or bisexual conservatives agree with me or not. I'm going to continue to fight for liberty, and I think you are too. If tariffs and protectionism create prosperity, then why isn't North Korea the Hong Kong of the past? That's a closed society, economically closed society. The greatest threat or fear we have in the United States is that one day one of the bigger countries in Europe embraces free market capitalism. None of them do. Then they'll eat our lunch. Then capital will flow to them. And you hear other phrases thrown around. Globalists. Did you know you're a globalist? If you believe in capitalism, that's a perversion of another word. Globalism is to be rejected and fought and abhorred when it threatens our governing system. That is, when we have a president like Obama who seeks to go around our constitutional structure, who seeks to usurp our national sovereignty and the sovereignty of we the people, the consent of the governed, and go to the United Nations or some other international organization to control our governing system, to take the treaty power out of the hands of the American people and their Senate, to take the power of the purse out of the hands of the American people and their House, to sign these arrangements which tax us, which limit our Second Amendment rights, which commit we the people in ways that we cannot reverse them because Obama and others go outside our constitutional structure to impose their will on us and the will of other countries and other peoples on us. That is the problem with globalism. Economic activity is not globalism. It's called commerce and trade. I've never heard so much stupid talk in my life. We couldn't prevent international trade and commerce if we wanted to. One bleak, dark, fascist, communist society after another have tried. It doesn't work. Now, don't get me wrong. The people pay a severe price. They're destitute. They're impoverished. They go hungry. They have miserable lives. And yet they do have their black markets, don't they? Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Who wants to live like that? And yet that's the logical extension. Protectionism and tariffs destroy wealth. They destroy American jobs. When you look across the horizon, the American economy, they destroy jobs because they destroy investment and they destroy wealth creation, which creates opportunity and jobs. Jobs don't just pop up. Industries don't just pop up. Even Donald Trump doesn't believe what he's saying. Donald Trump had clothing produced overseas and brought into this country. Donald Trump invests overseas. He invests in Europe. He's invested in China. He's invested in the Middle East. He doesn't even believe what he's saying. I'm talking to those of you who understand my perspective and those of you who want to learn. Those of you who are headbangers, forget it. I know. You'll watch the Fox News Channel or read a couple of news sites. They'll give you everything you want. Trump, good, good, good. Trump, day in, day out, day in, day out, day in, day out. Now, what would happen, even if we could, what would happen if we were a protectionist, high-tariff country? I've talked about this magnificent essay called I, Pencil. How a pencil's made. We wouldn't even be able to produce a pencil in this country. Not because the American people aren't smart. We are smart. Not because the American people aren't motivated. We are motivated. And I'm sick and tired of the American people being put down by the open border crowd and the protectionist crowd, who don't seem to think we can compete. You're damn right we can compete. Whatever China, Mexico, and Japan do, the hell with them. They're not costing us jobs. We're costing us jobs right here. The EPA does more damage to us than China, Mexico, and Japan combined. They're the ones shutting down our coal mines. They're the ones harassing our farmers. And on down the line. They're the ones attacking fracking and the automobile industry and the lawnmower industry and the paint industry and every other damn industry in this country. But it's easy. You say it's really simple to get that demagoguery thing going. Oh, it's very, very, hey, get China. Go get them. China is our military enemy and our national security enemy. There is no question about that. And China is stealing our technology, for which they should be punished. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about putting big tariffs on things that China sells to us and that Donald Trump used to import into this country. And isn't it funny, whether it's China or Belarus or whatever it is, they can't import, that is, export into our country, if we don't buy the stuff. If we don't buy the stuff. And I've never heard anybody go into a Walmart and say, increase my prices 45%. I've never heard it. I've never heard people say, hey, go to that gas station over there. They're charging 25 cents more a gallon than the one on the other corner. Nobody does that. Or, guess what? I can pay more for tires than you. We seem to love the products and the lower prices, but hate the people who provide them, foreign and domestic. When we come back, I want to play you just a few minutes, but very important. I pencil. But rather than my reading it, as I've done several times in the past, over the years, because of my battle right now with asthma, and I'm getting it under control, by the way. It's done beautifully by the Competitive Enterprise Institute. So don't go away. Oh, don't worry. I'm going to get to Obama and Castro. It's hard to tell the difference, by the way. I'll get to them in a minute. We'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Pencil. What goes into making just a pencil? Could we make a pencil purely in the United States? Would we have all the material we needed and so forth? I'm not talking about American ingenuity. Of course, Americans have ingenuity. It's too bad the protectionist tariff crowd doesn't get that.